Hi, everyone. Welcome to the big show. Happy to have you here. Hey, look who's back. It's Jessica Dutra, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Yay. Jess is back. We can get back to business. Jess, there were so many times last week where we were like, if Jess is here, we probably couldn't do this. But since she's not here, we can probably say or do this. We just realized that Charlotte and I are way too...
Similar.
Like, what's the word, Charlotte? We're...
Unhinged.
Unhinged.
Chaotic.
Messy. Yeah. So it felt like... unsupervised. The show was a little unsupervised while you were here. So,
well, that's fun. I love that for you guys.
It was a little, a smidge messy at times.
We needed you to anchor.
To center the show.
Yeah.
So mom's back.
You were missed.
Mom's back. It's almost like, you remember like when your parents were gone and like you did no chores, like nothing got accomplished.
Yeah, and you're just eating candy for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
It started getting a little stinky.
And then you're wondering why, like, why do I have a stomach ache? Maybe because I've been eating candy for 24 hours straight.
We had to shower really quick for Jessica to clean the studio up. There were like beer cans everywhere. It was just a mess in here, man. Give us a really quick recap of your weekend. Sorry, we have a lot to talk about, I know, but what was the best part? Jess was out, obviously, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Best part of your extended weekend with your graduation that you went to?
Honestly, just family time. Two of my cousins had graduation, so it was like a double graduation weekend. Yes, it was both of my cousins, college and high school, and it was like driving to North Carolina from Baltimore. Yeah, Baltimore, North Carolina, North Carolina to Virginia, and then Virginia back to Baltimore. It was like a mini little world tour, we were calling it. Yeah. We're just like in the car, on the road again, like singing that in the car. Okay, also, this was not the most important thing, but I want to say this super, super quick. It was my first time like being out in the wild on a weekday during like normal people working hours.
Yeah.
So at 8 a.m. and I went into this Wawa, I was like buzzing with this energy. I was like, oh my God, this is so much fun. Like there's so many people out. Everyone's getting like their morning coffee, their morning like thing. And I was just like, is this what I'm missing out on?
Because you don't have a normal commute.
It's dark and no one wants to speak and it's just silent. And I walk in and I'm like... This place is buzzing. And Garage Boy literally was like, can you pee? And can we get back on the road? We need to leave.
I can't imagine. Maybe we should play a game where we have to try to guess how many times
we stopped.
Jess had to stop to pee on a road trip. I can't imagine.
And then I'll tell you what actually went down as far as like the plan to get through that. But family time, number one thing. It was so much fun and just so proud of my cousins. It was really cool. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now. Trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
The National Weather Service has confirmed that two tornadoes did in fact touch down during severe storms on Friday in Baltimore and led to Dundalk. It was an EF1 tornado, so that means maximum winds of 110 miles per hour. It started in Fed Hill, dissipated in Dundalk, so the path length was about 5 miles. The path width was 75 yards, and it lasted from 5:51 p.m. to 6:01 p.m. Damage reports came in from Canton to Dundalk, including at Merritt Club's Canton, which was condemned after parts of his roof came off.
Those storms were crazy.
We saw the videos where we were in North Carolina, and I was like, is this real? Yeah. Is this real? And then, two, was it happening here? That looked crazy.
I mean, even down in Columbia, I mean, obviously, we all felt the storm at some level.
Okay.
I even remember at like 5, whatever the time was, like those storms that blew through, no matter where you were. And tell us how it was, no matter where you were. In the city, I can only imagine. I feel so bad for everybody. Canton, Fed Hill, Dundalk. Like, I can only imagine how scary it was there. Because even down in Columbia, it was terrifying.
Like, windy?
Windy. The lightning, the thunder, everything was like, it was loud. It was crazy. So, wherever you were, will you text us and let us know how your experience was? Especially if you were in, like, the actual, like, epicenter of the storm.
Dundalk, too. I know they mentioned that over 14,000 people did not have power over the weekend. Hopefully, everyone should be having power now this morning, especially since midnight yesterday. So, just sending everybody love. That's scary.
Let us know your experience. 410-583-1065. Text us.
Number two.
Starting this week, Costco is making it easier to splurge on a new grill for the summer, appliances, or other high dollar items by teaming up with the firm for a new buy now, pay later option. Shoppers can break up payments on purchases between $500 and $17,000. So this is not for everything. They're just focusing on high dollar purchases. And the buy now, pay later option is starting at Costco this week.
I mean, I guess. Just be careful, y'all.
I know.
Just be careful. I mean, it's fine. Just... I feel like we're doing this with everything now. We're doing it with DoorDash.
I wonder if this counts for the Christmas decor as well.
That's the problem, y'all. Y'all still paying off your DoorDash from a couple of weeks ago. Don't forget that. You still got payments on that to make.
Number one.
The news broke over the weekend that former President Joe Biden was diagnosed with an aggressive form of prostate cancer. Doctors found a prostate nodule during a checkup and test confirmed that the cancer has actually spread to his bones. Now, his office says the cancer is hormone sensitive. So this means that treatments like hormone therapy could help manage it effectively. And Biden's office hasn't shared any specific treatment plans yet, but they are emphasizing that he's staying strong and consulting with medical experts. And he is 82 years old.
Man, cancer sucks.
Yeah.
Cancer sucks. My dad's had prostate cancer for 20. I guess here's a, you know, a positive sign. It was a little triggering because my dad's had prostate cancer for so long, you know. Mm-hmm. But he's, I guess, in a positive sense, like he's had prostate cancer for 27 years now. So there's a lot of things out there. The annoying thing with cancer is, like, it just feels like so many people get cancer. Like so many people get cancer. It's so scary how many people get cancer. The good thing is there's a lot of treatments out there.
Right.
And, like, they're working so feverishly hard on so many new treatments. Anybody out there, you know, we have so many people that listen to this show, nurses, doctors, that are working feverishly on cancer treatments, working with cancer patients every single day. Let's, you know, shout out to doctors.
Absolutely.
Our nurses working on cancer things. I know y'all are working so hard on stuff like that. So thank you so much.
This is Jess, and that's your top three brought to you by Goal Vision. Good morning.
Guess the state that has the most UFO sightings in the whole entire country.
Oh, it has to be Pennsylvania, right?
Can you imagine how elated I was when I saw this story this week?
Wait, that's kind of sick. I wonder, do they have like any sort of like space alien things there? Because you know how you can go to, what is it, Area 51 in Vegas?
Like, right.
At that point.
I mean, you would think it would be. You think it'd be Nevada. It's Pennsylvania.
I did not think it was Nevada. I really did think it was Pennsylvania.
Maybe this explains everything. Y'all, welcome to your Monday morning edition of PA So Cray Cray. If you've not been here before, we're kind of on a mission to prove to you that Pennsylvania is a crazy state, right? And this, we're not mad at
but
Pennsylvania.
Not in like a bad way.
No.
Like, Pennsylvania is like the neighbors that we know and love, but a lot of weird, bizarre things tend to happen there. So we just like to discuss them because it's literally down the street,
yeah.
You know? Like, why don't we see as many UFOs?
Right. And listen,
we should be able to see them from where we are too.
Right, exactly. Like, we keep up with the news from everywhere around, like, the Mid-Atlantic region, right? Obviously, like, if it's happening in Maryland, we're going to talk about it. Like, Jess, when you were gone, we talked about the story of the woman that drove right through the festival here in Laurel, right?
We're going to cover the stories. Yeah.
Not a lot of weird news happening in Maryland. Not a lot in D.C. Not a lot in Virginia. Not a lot in Delaware. Like, literally, it's always Pennsylvania. Every week we can come on and talk about something happening in Pennsylvania, right? So we just gave them their very own segment to prove to you it's just weirder. Y'all, we got to... There's a website called Stacker.com, and they just put out their rankings based on the National UFO Reporting Center.
Mm-hmm.
And out of 200 sightings since 1995, Philly and Pittsburgh land the top two cities for UFO sightings.
That's cool.
But, like, what does that mean?
It means that aliens only want to go there.
But, like, what does that mean? Okay, listen, I got to be honest
with you. Maybe they have better, telescopes than us?
Okay. I don't not believe in aliens, but I've just never seen one until I can, like, see it for myself. I do think there's got to be other things in this universe than us.
There are.
That's too self-centered to think that we're the only things that could, like, be living in this giant thing in the world. But, like, I ain't never seen one.
Men in Black 2.
Not one.
But two.
So, but why are only people?
Maybe because people in PA, they're open to it. I think with these kinds of things, you know why you haven't seen it? Because you don't have an open mind. In PA, they're going with the flow and they're taking it for what it is. And their eyes are open.
And I'm just asking, I'm not accusing, I'm just asking a question. I'm asking questions, not accusing. Are they just a little crazier than us?
No.
Are they just a little crazier than us?
No, I think that aliens are going to reveal themselves to the people who are open to seeing them. And if that means more people in PA are open to the possibility, then maybe that's why they see them more. Maybe we're a little too bougie. Maybe we have our nose up in the air too much where we think that we are the only ones here. So they're not going to come here. They're going to go there.
Western Pennsylvania, also the home of apparently one of the most interesting UFO cases called the Kecksburg Crash of 1965. Apparently, they have a UFO festival there every July because it was such an interesting case.
Oh, my God.
So the Kecksburg Crash of 1965, apparently December 9th, 1965, Kecksburg, Pennsylvania. Everybody goes outside. They see this fireball streaking across the sky, and it crashed in the woods.
Oh, my God.
And so they run over there, and they see this metallic, kind of big acorn outside. And it's like the size of like a small car.
Yeah.
And
it sounds like what, like Stitch is in.
Kind of.
What you're describing, to be honest with you.
And it has like hieroglyphic symbols on it.
It's giving Stitch.
So then all of a sudden, military shows up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
And they like corn off the area. They're like, no, we got this. Don't worry.
Yeah.
And they remove everything secretly. And then they claim that nothing was found. And the fireball was actually just a meteor.
Please.
And then literally, ever since then, they call it Pennsylvania's Roswell. Did it happen, or people in PA just cray-cray?
Definitely happened.
Was that the...
UFOs are often reported as acorn-shaped. Like, that's like really, really...
Common.
Damn. Now I feel kind of bad for calling it cray-cray at this point.
No, it's definitely like for real, real.
PA so real, real.
Yeah, for PA, like real, real for sure.
Yeah. Whew, that storm on Friday night was wild. Hopefully you're doing okay. Were you maybe in the middle of it? Maybe if you were in Fed Hill, Canton, Dundalk. I can only imagine how scary that was. If you've got a story of how the storm affected you, we'd love to hear it, because I'm sure that had to be really scary and had to really shake you up. I think it was way worse than we even imagined that it was at first, though, right?
Yeah, and I actually was in North Carolina with my family, and when I saw the videos, I was like, is that a tornado happening in Baltimore? And it actually was. So the National Weather Service has confirmed that two tornadoes touched down during severe storms on Friday in Baltimore and led to Dundalk. So it was an EF1 tornado. So that means maximum winds of 110 miles per hour. It started in Fed Hill and dissipated in Dundalk. So the path length, that was about a little over 5 miles. The path width of 75 yards, and it lasted from 5:51 p.m. to 6:01 p.m. Damage reports came in from Canton to Dundalk, including at Merrick Club's Canton, which was condemned after part of its roof completely came off, which they are currently working on and have been working on all weekend long.
It's our buddy, No Off Days Amy.
I know, and I'm hoping you can hear me right now. I'm out running, so I'm just hoping the wind is not bad.
Wait, you're...
We're in her AirPods right now, and she's running. She refuses to stop.
Wait, are you
she
serious?
She cannot
are
be
you,
stopped.
Are you doing this for the bit? Are
I
you
can
literally...
hear her. I can hear the wind in her ear. Yeah,
oh
no,
my
she's
God.
Moving.
Yeah. No, it's not for the bit. It's a beautiful morning here.
It's not a bit. It's a lifestyle.
Amy, we call her No Off Days Amy. Every time she calls us, she's literally running. It's crazy. Okay. Well, keep up the shtick, Amy. It's great for the show. Where were you? Where were you during the storm?
So we were coming down to the beach for the festival, and I knew the rain was coming, but I didn't think it was going to be anything crazy.
Yeah.
And then it started to get bad, and as we were going through the Baltimore area, it started to get really bad.
Aww.
But we thought we could, drive and keep going and get past it.
Yeah.
And then as I'm approaching the Bay Bridge, there was a lot of traffic, and I get to... almost the top of the Bay Bridge when the warning came through. And I was already white knuckling, and I was like, oh my God, this is crazy. I don't know what to do. And then of course you're thinking all the bad scenarios.
Of course.
Right.
But literally on the bridge had to be just terrifying.
Yes. And the bridge was not moving. Like it was going maybe 10 miles an hour.
Yeah.
Oh God. No.
Well, aww. Glad you guys are safe, and thank you for checking in with us. Get back to your run now.
I am. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Have a great day.
You too.
This is Rachel in Glendon.
Hey, Rachel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're good. Where were you during the storm?
So I was in Glendon dog sitting, and we lost power during it, and the dog I'm watching does not like storms at all.
Yeah.
So of course.
Yeah. I had to keep calm, and every time the wind would get really bad, we would feel it in the house.
Oh, no.
So she's shaking. I'm just trying to keep calm.
Right.
And it was insane. The rain was crazy.
Yeah. Like, you could tell it was one of, even, I was down in Columbia at the time, you could just tell it was one of those storms that was not going to be good.
Yeah.
Like, I could just feel it even down there. I was like, this is not going to go well. Thank you for calling us. This is Cruz in Nottingham. What's up, Cruz?
Good morning. How are you?
We're good, man. Where were you during the storm?
I was in Nottingham.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I deliver concrete, and I was back in between two houses, and it started coming down so fast. And you got cable wires, telephone wires, all kinds of utility wires.
Yeah.
And I was so afraid, but thank God I got it off. They was doing some footers back there.
Oh yeah.
And so they ordered three trucks. It's a lot of money, so they had to get it done.
Oh yeah.
But it just came out of nowhere.
In the rain, you guys were finishing the job in the rain and the wind.
I'm telling you, Jess, it came in so fast. If you were outside doing work, and I didn't even think about this,
yes.
If you were outside doing work, you couldn't even see the storm coming in. It came in so fast and so hard. I bet you didn't even feel it, did you? All of a sudden, it just moved in. I didn't even think about people working outside. That's so scary,
yeah.
Man.
A lot of prayer. A lot of prayer.
I bet.
Absolutely. Thank goodness you guys were okay.
And so, wait, did you work through it then?
Yes, I had to deliver the whole 9 yards of concrete. I had to get it off my truck.
My God. Well, I am glad you're... I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
God, some people just got to
$2,300 a truck. So they had three trucks.
He didn't have a choice.
They said, you got to keep going, my guy.
Oh, man.
Yes, well, hey, sir. I'm glad you're okay. Thank you for sharing that story with us. Hope everybody's okay today.
And everybody has power back on.
Everybody's okay and everything. And thank you for checking in with us like that.
Kramer and Jeff. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
Yo, let's go. Monday fun day. Why not? Caller number 10 is playing today with us. Who is this? Hi.
Hey, this is Jake and Claire.
Yeah,
we were number
Claire.
Two. I think we won. Let's go.
Jake and
let's
Claire.
Go.
That's awesome.
How we feeling, guys?
Pretty good.
Well, let's go, man. We love the energy. It's like, hey, man, this Monday actually feels pretty good. Am I right?
Yeah, I tell Claire all the time, Monday is the best day of the week. You never know what's going to happen.
You never know what's going to happen.
I love that.
Sometimes
that's so sweet.
You give a chance. You get a chance to win $1,000 in free gas, and that's what we're about to do right now, guys. You guys know how to play. Let's go to Jess to explain the rules. Then we're going to go. Jess, how do we do it?
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free dash and gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass. And then we will go back to them only if there's time at the end. Jake and Claire, you ready to play?
Let's do it.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the base metric unit used to measure liquid volume?
Pass.
Question number two. Which fast food chain is famous for its Whopper?
Burger King.
Correct. Question number three. What is the most populated country in the world?
India.
Correct. Question number four. How many days are in the month of May?
31.
Correct. Question number five. In Disney's Aladdin, how many years was the genie stuck in the lamp?
Pass.
Question number six. In Scrabble, how many points is the letter Q worth?
Pass.
Question number seven. What is the process called where plants turn sunlight into energy?
Photosynthesis.
Correct.
Question number one. What is the base metric unit used to measure liquid volume?
Milliliters.
It's not milliliters, but so damn close.
No!
So close,
no!
Man.
Oh, no!
You went for it. You went for it. If you had two options there, and you went for the wrong one, unfortunately.
Good round though, strong round. Was that all the way through? No
strong
googling,
round.
Jake.
Strong
yeah,
round.
Yeah, all the way through. No Google. I am driving right now.
Yeah, no, that was pretty awesome. That was awesome.
It was the leader, man. It was the leader. But dang it, that was close. Yeah. That was close, man. That was
what,
really close.
What was the answer?
It was leader. It was the leader. Yeah. It was really close, though. That was super close.
Oh, a leader.
Yes.
The base one is a leader. Really close, though, my guy. Let's go back to number five, Jess. We were only two off on these. And those are the two trickiest ones, I would say.
Question number five. In Disney's Aladdin, how many years was the genie stuck in the lamp? 10,000.
It was 10,000 years.
Do you remember? 10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Yep. That one.
And question number six in Scrabble, how many points is the letter Q worth? That is 10.
10 points, my guy.
10.
Yeah. Hey.
All right, hey.
Yo.
You did really good, though.
It's Monday.
Yeah.
We got through.
Yeah.
Monday fun day. Monday fun day, Jake and Claire.
And you guys got four more chances. You literally got four more chances to do it this week. So, like, listen, Claire, Monday is a great day. You know what I mean? Do you feel good, Claire?
Yeah.
Yeah. Monday fun day. Can we get a Monday fun day, Claire?
Monday fun day.
Yay!
We love it. All right, tomorrow we're going to come back here at the same time. We're going to try it all over again. Sound good?
Yeah.
All right, there we go. You guys have a great day. We'll see you then, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
Have a good day, guys, and get to Dashin' and treat your taste buds to their brand new mouth-watering parfait. Low-fat, creamy yogurt mixed with berries, crunchy granola. It's healthy, wholesome, and made fresh daily at Dashin'.
What would somebody have to do to get kicked out of a bridal party in your mind? Like, what would be so bad? Because she's pretty sure her cousin has done it.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
I mean, it'd have to be something pretty detrimental to kick somebody out.
I mean,
that has to be the end of the relationship, right? Like, is there any
kind of... It doesn't have to be.
Let's figure this out today. Welcome to Judge Jess. If you've never been here for one of these before, listen, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you guys get in one of these disagreements, you and somebody else, and you guys just can't figure out who's right and who's wrong. So we say, listen... Luckily, we've got somebody very judgmental.
I'll tell you who's right and who's wrong.
Oh, yes, she will. Trust me.
I'll tell you.
She does it with me all the time. So,
and he never listens. You don't have to listen to me, but I'm just here for you if you would like. You know what I mean?
So what we say is if you're having a disagreement, call the voicemail 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us a disagreement, and then we'll have Jess tell you who's right and who's wrong in your situation, okay?
Hi, this is Jennifer from Pasadena, and I have a question for Judge Jess. I want to kick my cousin out of my bridal party because she completely ruined my bachelorette party. She got absolutely hammered. She was broken up with like 2 weeks before, and she made it all about herself, how much she hates love.
Oh my.
Definitely not someone I want in my bridal party, let alone even at my wedding. Mm-hmm. But my mom is saying I'll regret it because it's going to split up the family. It's going to be really hard for everyone, and she's going to make a bigger fuss at the wedding if she's not a bridesmaid. So I'm just kind of torn and really mad. And I really would love your advice, Judge Jess. I love the show, and I just really want to know what your opinion is. I don't think I would regret it, but my mom is really adamant that I'd be making a huge mistake.
I mean, it's a bold move. So she wants to kick her cousin out of her bridal party.
Mm-hmm.
Mom says, if you do this...
It's going to be messy.
It's definitely going to be messy.
Yeah.
Who's right and who's wrong is the real question.
Jennifer, kick her out. Kick her out. Kick her out. You have to accept people for who they are, not who you hope that they will be, and not who you're banking on how they're going to act.
A cousin, though.
And
a family member.
This is where her cousin
flesh
is at right now, clearly, because here's the thing. If you're not, like, weddings are a big deal. They take a lot of responsibility. They're really, really hard. And it's a big thing to ask of somebody, right? And I think that you have to come at it from a place of, I love you. You're clearly not in a place to where you can show up for me right now. And I respect that. And I want to give you the space to do and go through whatever you're going through right now. But having what happened at her bachelorette party cannot happen on her wedding day. And if her cousin is going to be upset about not being a bridesmaid, then I think that her priorities are not necessarily Jennifer and what that day should be, because they clearly weren't the Bachelorette. And I'm just like, I'm kind of triggered right now, and I'm just speaking from experience. And honestly, to any brides right now, if you're going through this, it is not worth it. If someone is acting up right now and it's not even wedding day, they need to be removed. Because if they're not, you cannot redo your wedding day. And there were things that took place on my wedding day that unfortunately I cannot take back. And it sucks.
But what happened to having a conversation? I think this is what's so scary, is like, girls obviously going through it. We've all had phases in our life and we've been going through it before.
Clearly.
Why not just have a conversation and be like, listen, that was not okay. If you're going to continue this way, then you can't be in it. But it's just like the cutter out
for
is
her
wild.
To, for her to be like, for your her family? To ruin a trip that doesn't happen again, that wasn't about you, and then to be crapping on love at your cousin's like bachelorette party and making it about yourself, that's fine that you're going through a place. We've all been through that before, but like not on her special day. And it's not mom's decision. It's Jennifer's decision.
Now, that is true. Your mom has nothing to do with it.
No.
I don't think your mom's wrong. I think you will regret it. But it's not your mom's decision, for sure.
I'll call her for you.
We got a tiny gavel off of Amazon, so this makes it official. All right.
Love you. Love you so much. Kick her out. She's got to go.
Wow. All right. Mm-mm-mm. Down the road, I think Jennifer's going to regret it.
I don't think it's the right thing to do, because I think you can have a conversation with her and say, hey, listen, you can't act like this at the wedding, because that's like your family, you know? But Jess is saying she was so triggered by it, but we didn't really get into why you were so triggered. So what was the situation?
And the biggest thing for me is like having to accept people for where they're at, yeah, and for their actions, not who you want them to be, right? And one of my best friends, and has been my best friend since I was 15 years old, was not in a good place and hasn't been for quite some time. And obviously he was just focused on himself because he wasn't in a good place.
Yeah.
And also ended up pulling out of my bachelorette party like a week and a half before we were supposed to go. Mm. And like doing things that like my best friend in the entire world should not be doing, and like was the last thing that I ever expected from him to not show up for me in this way. But I think I just could not comprehend him not being there for me in general. And on the wedding day, like honestly the whole weekend, he was a mess. He was a mess, and was a mess at every major like event, at like the rehearsal party, like when we were getting ready, and ended up like bringing like some random person to our wedding reception. And my whole family, like it was such a big mess. Obviously, I'm sure we can get into this in like the Uncensored podcast, but all I'm saying is, he was a mess and made the entire weekend about himself. And it was like the most heartbreaking thing ever.
So you wish you would have pulled him earlier.
I wish that instead of...
Even though he's your best friend.
Instead of the conversation that you're telling Jennifer to have and telling them, can you just not act this way? I wish... Because I asked him point blank, if you are not able to be there for me in the way that I deserve for you to be there because you need some time and space, I love you enough to walk away because I don't want to go through this with you, because I want to experience this with you in the way that I've always dreamed of. And if you can't do that, I would love for you to come as a guest with your parents. And he said no. And I had this feeling of that wasn't right.
Damn, man.
And it ended up turning out the way that I was so afraid that it was going to.
Yeah, like you knew in your heart.
I knew in my heart.
Who's on one?
This is Stephanie on one in Annapolis.
Hey, Stephanie, good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Stephanie,
how are you?
We're doing well. Yeah. So wait, you actually did pull somebody out of your bridal party?
Yes, she was my maid of honor. I have twins who are my best friends, and I'm actually still friends with her twin sister. But we had been having like a rough patch, and it had been going on for a long time, and there was a lot of things that my friend was going through as well.
Right.
That I tried to repeatedly be there for her, and she wasn't taking care of herself, and I was back and forth in my mind if I should have them both as my maid of honor, but I kind of felt a pressure to have her still, even though we weren't as close as we used to be.
Yeah.
And so then kind of the same thing, like she didn't go to my bachelorette party. The nail in the coffin was she called me the day of the wedding and said she was not going to come to the wedding. And I found out.
Wait,
so
for
dramatic.
What? For what reason? Why did she say she wasn't going to come?
She slept with my uncle the rehearsal dinner evening.
Wait.
Oh, God. It was just this whole dramatic thing. Yeah.
Wait, was your uncle single or no?
Yes, he was.
Oh, thank God.
For me, that was the last straw. And I just was like, you know what? You're not going to call me the day of the wedding to tell me you're not going to be in the wedding.
That you slept with my uncle.
And I just, I'm done with you.
Yeah.
We can't just brush over that
the
story.
The morning of, you're getting your makeup done, I'm dead. I'm literally dead.
We can't brush over that story. She calls you and she says what?
Her sister called me and said, my sister didn't wake up to go and get her hair done with me. And she's saying that she's not going to be in the wedding. And I was like, what? And then she told me and it was...
Because she had been intimate with your uncle.
Yeah, I guess she felt humiliated.
Humiliated.
I don't know.
But no matter what, that's not something that you needed to be handling the morning of your wedding day.
Here's the question. Do you regret doing that?
I do not.
Not at all. Okay, so you're glad you did.
Yes, because I feel like for a lot of years, for me personally, she was not a good friend to me. There were a lot of things that happened over the years, and that was just the last straw for me.
Yeah.
Sleeping with an uncle. Yeah. It's good to hear, though. Like, you went with your gut, you stuck with your gut, and, like, you don't regret it. And I think that's the important thing to hear here. So thank you for that.
Do you have any weird rules that you made up yourself when you were younger that you still follow? Someone posted this like thread on Reddit and it's trending because I think the main thing is like how many people have these in common where no one imposed this on you and there's no really rhyme or reason as to why you do this. But still to this day, this is something that is like implemented into your lifestyle or routine.
Like, give me some examples. Let's go through these and see.
For example, if you need to retie one shoelace, you have to retie the other one because then one shoe will feel tighter than the other.
That sounds OCD to me. Do you do that?
No.
I don't do that. I think some of these are probably going to be people that are either like have to be perfect on things or maybe have like OCD, like maybe a low level of OCD.
Another one on the list. Each armpit gets the same number of deodorant swipes.
I do that for
sure.
Do
you really?
Three on both sides.
Three
on both sides.
Always three.
Can't do one. I feel like because you'll end up being stinkier on one side than the other.
Okay.
It's definitely three. Do you not do that?
Honestly, I don't count. I think I just go how do I even regulate? Yeah, I really don't.
It's
I don't know what the
both.
Motion is.
Do you and again, if you're part of any of these, call us or text us 410-583-1065. Because some of these I think we're gonna say if Jess and I are both like, that sounds crazy, and you're like, it's not crazy, then call us, text us, okay?
Yeah, weird rules that you made up yourself when you were younger that you still follow. If you wake up in the middle of the night, you're not allowed to look at the time because if you know what time it is, you'll get anxious and won't fall back asleep. So,
I try my hardest not to. I don't know that I implement that rule.
I have to look.
You have to look?
I have to look.
It gives me so much anxiety. Unless it, because it only is going to make you feel good if you have ample time. You know what I mean?
I would rather know instead of not knowing that I actually only have 5 more minutes of sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have to know.
It's literally such a vibe killer or maker that, like, I try not to. I really try my hardest not to look. I honestly, this is what's so weird, is my clock in my room, it like reset maybe, I don't know, maybe a couple months ago. So it doesn't even say the right time anymore.
Oh.
And I keep it that way.
Why?
Because I don't honestly want to know. But I know it's about 2 hours off. So I just then have to like play the mind game of what it is.
Okay, another one on this list of weird rules that you made up yourself when you were younger that you still follow. When you meet someone new, you don't swear in front of them until they swear in front of you. So once they swear, you're good to go. Is that what you're supposed to do?
That's a good rule, to be honest with you.
Is it?
That's a good, I don't have that rule.
Is that something I should implement?
That's pretty genius. That's pretty good. Because you always wonder like, are they cool? Like,
are they cool?
Think that I'm wrong or if I'm not wrong? Do you have a rule? Do you have one that like you swear by? Like, do you guys, I don't know if people do this or not. Do you guys say goodbye to the ghost when you check out of hotel rooms?
Ew, no.
Have you ever done that before?
No.
My grandma taught me that. I don't know if that
the
was
the ghost. What are you saying?
So my grandma taught me this rule. I don't know if you guys do this or not. Every time I leave a hotel room, I say goodbye to the ghost just in case the hotel room is haunted. I want to make sure that like I leave on good terms. And I've done that ever since I was a kid.
No, I like, respect that. It's like the same as like saying bye to the Ouija board. Like, you don't want to
take a demon.
It was a family trip that we took to North Carolina when I was a kid. And my grandma taught me that. She's like, well, say goodbye to the ghost. I'm like, what ghost? She's like, well, we don't know that there are ghosts here, but just in case that there are, say goodbye to the ghost. And I picked that up as a kid. And so now literally anytime I leave a hotel room, I literally say goodbye ghost. Even it depends on who I'm with, but like I'll either say it out loud or like in my head, I'm like, okay, but goodbye ghost. Cause like I want to stay on good terms just in case
the hotel room is haunted. Like
that creeps me out.
I literally stay on.
I don't know if this is a rule, but I always save like my favorite bite last of whatever I'm eating.
That's smart.
Just so you have a little something at the end.
That's
you know?
A solid rule. Kathy in Baltimore City, good morning.
Good morning.
What is your rule that like you just have to do?
Before I go to sleep at night, I have to check on everybody in the house and, like, I'll call my family members.
Everybody.
That are close to me. Aww. Yeah, to make sure they're okay before I go to sleep.
How many people do you think you have to check on every single night before you go to sleep?
My best friend, my mom, my sister, my brother, everyone in my house. There's 8 people total.
So you check on eight check-ins.
Yeah, I have to. It's like something from when I started when I was a kid. I found my aunt sick. Like, everybody else was asleep.
Yeah.
And I found her sick, and I saved her life.
Oh, my gosh. So it's a little trauma-based.
And you can't go to sleep unless you hear from each of them.
Yes. I have to make sure they're okay before I can even lay down. And when I wake up in the middle of the night, which is probably creepy to other people, I'll go in their room and make sure their chest is moving, and then I'll go to sleep.
So you're in. So you've really built your lifestyle around this.
Yes, it's something I have to do.
That's understandable.
It's Kathy's rule.
I understand that, Kathy.
Kathy's rule kind of makes sense. I understand what you've been through. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate that. Let's talk to Maya Parkville. Hi. Good morning.
Hey there. Good morning.
So what's this rule that you've made up that you just feel like you have to do every day?
So it's not every day, but if I'm eating a bag of chips and I find that there is a chip that is folded, that chip is special. It's good luck, and you can make a wish.
Oh, like an eyelash. Wait, eyelash. Yes. So this is like your eyelash version for chips.
I do also do eyelashes for sure.
So do I.
So if a folded chip is a luck, but like you just,
wait, but aren't there like a ton of folded chips?
Not usually.
So okay. But you made this up.
Yeah.
You just made it up.
I'm not even sure where I got it from, but I've been doing it since I was a kid.
But you said folded chips, lucky chips, and that's it.
I love that.
That's how it's going to be.
Yep.
Why not? Hey, why not?
I mean, also with the eyelash thing, literally, if there's an eyelash, you best believe I need somebody's thumb, and I'm going to see if I get the wish or you get the wish, and I literally did that yesterday.
Somebody's getting that.
Somebody's getting a wish.
Thank you for calling us.
This is Casey in Lithicum on one.
Casey, you made this rule up. You completely made it up, but you still do it. What is your rule?
So I purposefully deepen my voice to people I don't know or in a professional setting, and only my close friends know what my voice actually sounds like. So the more and more I interact with people, it gets higher and higher and higher until it's my actual natural voice. And I have a baby face, so I think I do it as kind of a coping mechanism because people automatically think I'm significantly younger.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, let me just deepen my voice. Wait, that way they think I'm closer to my age.
But what version of Casey are we talking to now?
Is this
deep Casey or is this friend Casey?
This is deep Casey.
Wait, Casey,
I want to know the real you. Can you please talk to me in your real voice?
So I sound like this?
Oh, wow. Casey, what in the world?
So
I feel like we were cheated at first. We've been lied to. This is a scam.
Yeah. So I look a little younger than I am, and so when you pair my face and my voice, it just naturally people think I'm closer to my teens.
Casey,
and so
what?
I try to.
She's like Ariana Grande over here, changing her pitch wherever she's at.
Wait, go
That's
back.
Wild.
Go back to the other one really quick.
Okay, so this is what I'm saying.
That is so. Are you having like full-on conversations in different voices? That's hard.
It's very hard. Yeah.
Yeah, that's two different. That's like a whole different identity that we just learned today. Wow. Jeez. Is anybody else wildly curious what was in this box? I mean, this is a talk me out of it that was like, wait, what? Jess, I know you weren't here for this. Let's catch you up. If you haven't done this segment with us before, Talk Me Out of It is where people call in. They have these kind of crazy ideas. Talk Me Out of It Update is where they call back the following week to let us know what they did. So last week, we talked to a woman that said her ex-boyfriend, who she hadn't talked to in a couple of years, had dropped off a birthday present for her.
Okay.
And the note said something along the lines of, don't open this till your birthday. Her birthday was on Friday, this previous Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll understand why once you open it or something like that.
Wait, they broke up 2 years ago?
2 years ago, no contact since then. Weird, right?
And he drops that off?
Drops it off, no text, no call, no nothing.
Ew.
And we were all like, ugh. The question was, of course, then do I open it or do we talk her out of it, right?
Yeah.
First of all, what would you have said? I was trying to guess.
Throw it away, don't open
that's
it.
That's what I said. I was like, Jess would have said, don't do this.
No.
Charlotte and I.
Of course you told her. shoulder to open it.
Charlotte and I are being a little toxic about it, but it's fine. That's how we roll. Luckily, she's back on this week. Let's find out what she decided to do. Anonymous, you're back on The Voice Disguiser. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you open the box?
I did not.
Oh, you threw me off there for a second. My heart just dropped.
I'm proud of
My
you.
My heart just dropped.
I just think it's so bizarre that he left this for you after 2 years. Like, when you guys separated, was it, like, amicable? Like, what was the situation?
No, it was bad. It was not great.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Why would you want her to open the
box, then?
Because
it's so weird. So, like, is there still not part of you that's just so curious? Like, how am I going to, you know, move on without knowing what's in it?
It's time to keep the past in the past.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that I'm dating now, it's still early, but I just feel like I'm ready to move on.
Yeah.
I've done the work on myself, and I just feel like otherwise it's just taking steps back.
No, for real. Good for you. Like, why give him any more energy, any more time? I would be so irritated.
But, like, what are you going to do with it? Like, what are you going to do with the box?
Yeah, do you still have it? Did you throw it away? Did you burn it?
No, don't burn it.
I do still have it, but I don't.
I want it. Wait, I want it.
Why do you want
it? Wait, I want it.
Are you being serious?
No, I was kind of kidding, but I kind of want it.
Regift?
Yeah, actually, wait. Wait, that's kind of funny. Wait, can we have the gift? Like, can we?
Wait, why do you want the box?
Well, because is there not part of you that's, like, wildly curious about what's in this box?
No, I want her to throw it away.
There's not part of you. Take the toxicness out of the situation.
I personally have no interest in that box.
Charlotte, come here.
Yes. I don't.
We go back on vacation, Jess. Are you not?
Gladly.
Are you not wildly curious what's in that box?
Oh, we gotta know.
Okay. Like,
it could even be for her safety. What if it's a tracker?
What if it's a tracker?
What if there is a dog in there that needs to be fed?
A dog.
How do you, an animal? Anonymous, how do you feel about that? Because clearly the whole decision.
There are no air holes.
The whole decision.
No,
okay,
even
thank
worse.
God.
There's no air holes.
Her whole decision was to move on. So what I don't want us to do is to drag this along, because clearly she's trying to move forward.
I don't want you to have the gift. I want us to have the gift. Then at least we all collectively can know. It won't be as emotional because you're not the one opening the gift. It's like on the radio. It's a bit. It's a bit then. It's not like this like moment you're having with like this box and like no one knows about it. Like we're doing. You know what I mean?
I mean, I reached out to you guys, so I'm more than happy to pass this journey on to you.
Let's go!
As you're okay with it, it's completely up to you. Like,
where do you live, though?
I'm in Silver Spring.
Oh, God. We're in Mount Washington. Do you ever come up here at all?
Well, I mean, I'm actually coming there on Friday. I could, wherever...
You're coming to Baltimore?
Let me know where the station is.
Let's go! Let's go! Okay, y'all, this is fate. Okay, this is perfect. If you're coming up here Friday, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Then here's the plan. Let's get this all scheduled. Charlotte, we're going to plan this whole thing out.
Yeah.
Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend, this time, we're going to open that box. And are you okay with being on the phone with us to do it then? Think about it.
If you don't want to,
yeah,
let's just take one step at a time.
You decide. You got all week to think about it.
Yeah.
Let's check in later on this week and let's figure out what you want to do with this. Let's get all the details put together.
Yeah.
Let's check in later on this week and let's figure this whole thing out, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm down with it. I'm down. I'm totally down. Okay. We're going to do this.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.